I'm going fish.
Yes, indeed. It's Fish and Frank. And we are back with another Radio Fishing. And we've got Chris. He's from St. Croix Rods. And we're going to be talking a little bit about fishing, a little bit about traveling around Florida, and how South Florida is wonderful and North Florida kind of sucks right now. I mean, I'm sorry, if you're in North Florida, I love the area, but you suck. I mean, it is cold, it's rainy, it's miserable. Chris, how did you enjoy your trip to the Panhandle?
Not very well. I ran into sleet and 4 inches of snow. Travel was impossible.
Wow.
That's amazing up in North Florida, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, by the way, Captain Kale's hiding out in the chair opposite me today.
I am lurking in the shadows.
Lurking in the shadows as normal. And Chris, now you work for St. Croix Rods and great rods. Now, how was it trying to sell fishing poles where there's snow and ice in North Florida?
Well, the roads were impassable, and the shops were empty, so not a lot going on.
Yeah, it's one thing right now. This is probably the year we've seen the most people ever. Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, Iowa, all that whole area. Because normally, if you're west of the Mississippi, you go to Texas or Arizona or something for the winter, but you don't go to Florida. But right now, from Texas across the Panhandle, you know, that whole area, this, unless you're south of Tampa, it's nasty. I mean, Georgia's getting ready to be froze over again. Atlanta's on high alert. I mean, they've got the National Guard, the Air Force coming in.
He's going to have to put in an emergency order of ice fishing poles there, don't you know?
My quote is usually one, so my sample. But, yeah, you're exactly right. And 70 snow plows, which I saw my first one 2 weeks ago in the Panhandle.
Oh, my God. I think it was 2-3 years ago. Every state in the union, including Hawaii, had snow except Florida. Florida was one place that it missed Florida by about 5 miles. It got into lower Alabama, but it never quite hit Florida. And this year, though, nope. It's amazing. But it's fun. What the heck? But now you're back into the real world. This is Never Never Land down here, the real world as we call it. You know, screw you as everybody else calls us. You know?
Well, that's just fine with me. That's why I'm here, because there's no snow.
Agreed.
But we've been carrying more and more St. Croix. We've got you have a couple of different spinning rods. Now, if we're going to try and do a little promotion. Now, you fish, and what's your favorite St. Croix rod for on the flats, redfish type stuff?
When you look at St. Croix, we make a variety of different price points as far as across different materials. We start usually at $90, which is our entry, and the Triumph rod. We make out of an SC2 material. We make 4 to 10 pound, which is a medium light to us, a 6 to 12 medium. Both those actions, depending on what you're doing with jigs or live bait or soft plastics or hard bait lures, tend to be excellent actions for our southwest area in 7 foot, or in our case, 7 foot, 6 inch.
Now, before we go any further, back in my day, which wasn't that long ago, you grabbed a rod off
I was
the
a
shelf.
Young man. Before I get you creepy dip.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the day, you grabbed a rod off the shelf, you put your spinning reel on it, you walked out the door. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing that I've noticed down here is we actually pay attention to our spinning reels. Mm-hmm. We grab them off the shelf, we look at the tags, we look at the materials that it's built out of, we look at the construction type, we look at the action, which is something that a lot of people aren't used to doing. Mm-hmm. You see these stickers on the rods, IM6, IM8, mm-hmm. IM10. What do these materials
you mean? Are Kale. Yes, you know, well, if you're going through the whole IM thing.
That's
you know?
What my rods would say. But what are those different structures and materials? What do they equate to your layman?
In carbon material, and it's people graphite, it's carbon, and it comes in rolls much like carpet does. If I go in the cooler at St. Croix, which for 20 years I've worked for them, so every other year, it's kept like a lot of coolers at 42 degrees with these rolls. And you really wouldn't know without...
Yeah, but they got heaters in them right now.
Exactly.
It's minus 25 where St. Croix
up.
Is.
Yeah.
Do they call it the warmer in the wintertime?
Yeah, probably should. But those rolls are labeled, and we use the different materials, SC2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Now, each one costs different. I equate it a lot if someone goes to the carpet store. It's just an easy enough analogy where someone tells you this one's a couple bucks a square foot and this piece of carpet's 8 or 10. It's very tough unless knowing the materials.
So it's going to have a better weave.
It is. It's a little bit lighter. It's a little more strong. I mean, there's a little more strength to it. The carpet material itself and how it'll be thinner.
The pet stains wash off.
That's probably. And that's there, it's not huge differences, but you'll see it in the base thicknesses of the rod itself, as well as the tip feel. Again, between a $200 rod and, say, a $100 rod, and how much lighter something might feel, it's still kind of subjective.
Here's one of the things that I do. If someone's going to go fishing on a pier, I would much rather sell them a $90 St. Croix than the very expensive one. Because that $90 one, while not quite as nice, is actually a little more durable, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
The nicer the carbon gets, the nicer the graphite is, the less durable it is. It's kind of what I would equate to your Triumph series is like your coffee mug. Mm-hmm. You got it in the morning, you kind of bang it on the table and emphasize a point, and if it drops off, you know, it's probably not going to go anywhere. Yep. It's good, old, tough, reliable.
Yep.
But then you get up into the premieres and that. What's the real nice one?
You go to Avid's. Again, you go Premier, Tidemaster, Avid's. And Avid really is a jump up from 2 to 3 material where you would notice, feel a difference, even subjectively. And then we go to Inshores in 4 and 5, and it really, like you said, gets light. And what's your analogy with Codmuck? Perfect. And it is more durable on that end.
That higher end one, the Avid's, are more like a wine glass.
Yep.
Or a brandy snifter.
Yep.
It's wonderful, beautiful to hold, but you want to pay more attention to it. And the
yes.
guy fishing in the boat is going to keep it in his hand. He's going to be throwing lures.
Yep.
If I was going to throw bait, I would rather have the Triumph because it's, you know, you don't need to spend that much money to sit and watch a bait soak. But if you're going to throw lures all day and you really want to have that feel, that sensitivity, that touch, and when you're tossing it out and you want to feel every little tiny thing, that's why you spend the money on the rods.
Okay.
So it's light, it's nice, it does everything. It tells you information about what your lure is doing and everything else.
Right.
And to me, that's the kind of key when I'm looking for to sell people rods.
Yeah.
The Triumph is your coffee mug, and the Premier and Up is your, that's beautiful, wonderful. It's a treat yourself thing.
Yep.
Right.
Agreed.
And it's there's some places where those rods just don't fit in. And the one thing that I'm seeing, kayak fishing.
Yep.
It's becoming so popular, but a lot of guys go out with artificials. They want these nice, light, high-strung rods, but sometimes that's the wrong rod for the environment.
I agree.
Trying to net a fish or grab a fish in a kayak, you're in a high-stick environment,
correct.
And you're asking to just break that rod. That's not where that wine glass comes into effect. That's where you want the old, good old-fashioned beer mug.
Agreed.
Well, you know, I can go either way with that, because I agree with you in exactly what you're saying. But on the other hand, if I'm kayaking, I'm throwing a lure all day, I'm going to tell you, I am going to do everything I can to have that really nice Premier Avid. Premier Avid. I don't know why. I couldn't even remember Chris's name. We sat down. I went, Chris, what's your name? You know, I'm just having one of those days where I can't really get it together.
See, I think this Triumph is a perfect one for that environment.
For your charter fishing, going out on charters,
you can beat them up.
I would take that Triumph any day.
Exactly.
Because
you can take the abuse.
It's going to take the abuse.
Yeah.
But if I was picking my personal rod, that's not the one I would take as a personal rod.
Me neither.
You know, that's all the different levels. And that's one of the neat things about St. Croix. You got a lot of different levels in it. And, God, I told you I'm having a rough day here.
You start structure fishing, too. And that's one of the things we compare, the open water.
Right.
You know, which is simple for a lot of people, not going to get tangled up or broke off much.
Right.
As far as our flats, trout, snook, reds, primarily the trout and red fishery, as well as some. But you get into our pilings, our bridges, our structure. And then you're looking at, you know, some 10 to 20, some class that you have to put a lot of pressure on fish to turn fish or get fish out. A little different animal.
Yeah, well, open water, I like that 6 to 12. Yep. I like that light tip, a little bit heavy on the butt. But if I was going to pick one action, 8 to 17 is kind of that in-between. Mm-hmm. You got enough tip for your trout and snappers and stuff, but it's got a heavy enough butt to hold a redfish or a snook.
Absolutely.
The 10 to 20, to me, is that's where I'm going for straight-out snook, straight-out big reds.
Yep.
That 10 to 20, I want that power all the way up the rod. I know what'll help. Wisconsin, I just can't get... Okay, now, guys, we're going to go out and we're going to use the big old St. Croix rod out here. And I love to have it because when I get out there, I just love catching the redfish and the snooks. The chinooks.
They get mixed in with the muskie and the walleyes.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the only way I'm ever going to truly get into this whole St. Croix thing. It's just...
That snook that I put up on Facebook yesterday was caught on a St. Croix avid rod.
Very cool.
It was the client's rod. He had actually brought him in here not too long ago looking for a reel to put on it. And if you look at that picture, we're in some very, very tight environment. It's full of trees. It's full of dead trees. The cut that we were in was only about 10 feet wide, and 8 foot of that was now, taken up by boat.
Is that on Bad Fish Charters?
Yes,
Facebook?
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And in a situation like that, your rod will make or break whether you're landing that fish.
All right. I got Bad Fish Charters up. Ew. There's the snook caught on that St. Croix rod. If you go
beautiful
BAD Fish Charters, three words, on Facebook, and it's got a picture of a crazy-looking fish. But this thing's, what, 40 inches?
Just shy.
So. Beautiful. That's an amazing fish, tight quarters on the mangroves, and that avid just kicked its butt.
Yeah, huh? didn't even phase it.
Beautiful.
All right. What reel did you go, conflict or...
Fin or lethal.
You went with the fin or.
Yep.
Actually, that'd probably be a good choice. Fin or is kind of like the sleeping giant here.
Yeah.
And the one reels we don't get back. I mean, I get 1-3% of the pens, couple percent of the Shimano's, all that kind of stuff. But Finor, what's the other one that we've been selling for the last couple of years? The inshore?
The inshore. Finor inshore.
That would be really nice in there,
and
too.
The reason we went with that, it's a relatively heavy reel by today's standards. And he had a 7-foot avid. He really wanted to put something lightweight on it, and we just couldn't get it to balance right. And it was either a toss-up between the Finor and the Cabo. And it actually balanced out a little bit better with the Finor than it did the Cabo. So we went with the Finor.
Well, that's cool. That's very, very cool. So
at least you get to see your product.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. So.
What a happy guy.
Oh, yeah. Very happy.
That guy was
very
happy.
You know, one of these days you got to take Kale and go out fishing and, you know, get some of these Charlotte Harbor fish on your St. Croix rods. You just
jump on
the boat with Kale. We've got. What, three boats in the water? Two boats in the water, one waiting to go in the water.
Yep.
So it ain't a problem to get you out.
Thank you.
We'll have to get you out there and do that. Have you been ever fishing Upper Harbor here?
Yeah.
So
not upper as much as, like I said, in Bull Bay, Turtle,
right.
Summit Pat. Yeah, out a little bit more because we've stayed on the island.
Well, I know. You guys, St. Croix, you got to stay out.
You know
how that goes. I know it is. You don't want to come up to this dirty brown water up here. You know, I know how that goes.
No.
Aren't I a jerk?
They let me on the island after all the
wealthy
people
let you
are gone.
Island?
Yeah, they let me on.
Okay. Yeah, there's that's one of us. I'm not sure I'm exactly welcome out there. But anyway, don't tell the truth. It hurts. Anyway, back into here. We've got a lot of jacks in the harbor right now. A lot of Spanish mackerel. It's crazy on the Spanish mackerel.
That's the big topic right now. It's a toss-up between the Spanish mackerel and the cobia.
Really? Now, tonight at the Fish Club, we're doing cobia. We do have about 16 seats left, reserve seating for next Wednesday night, 6:30 at Luigi's. That's on the 19th, I believe.
Yes.
Tonight's full. And tomorrow night's open seating. We have not turned anybody away, I don't think, in the last couple of months. But the 19th, we still have, I think, 16 seats left as of right now.
Going quick.
Yeah, we had 18 a couple hours ago, but I think we're down to 16 seats right now. Anyway, we've been posting updates on our website and Facebook, and all that's going to be coming back around. So Now, with St. Croix, they have a mail-in warranty.
Yes.
And can you, because we get a lot of people bringing rods back and forth. Now, what do you do if something happens to St. Croix?
On the service warranty side, with St. Croix, you have a couple choices. First, we have a discount shipping program that's on our website that's done through FedEx. You can print the shipping label right from the site. It's $15. The rod goes to us, and they will make a decision, again, of defects, material, workmanship. But I would tell you in the high 90 percentiles, a new rod will be sent to you, to your home. And it, like I said, it costs you $15 to get it to Wisconsin. The other program we do, they call Gold Star. You shut it in your door. You know, the dog ate my homework. There's right. A lot of reasons. We do a fee that would be not a warranty, but it's $60. They can come in, pay Frank, the retailer, and walk out with a rod. And then the dealer from there would call me, and we take care of him. It's nothing that consumer has to worry about.
So, basically, if you want to mail it back with $15, yep. And you can take your chances, do whatever, and yep. They'll decide what happened to it. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming they're like me. I can look at a rod and tell you what you did to it.
Yes, you can.
And that's the amazing thing. Like you said, 90% of the time they send you a new rod, but 99% of the time it was your fault it broke to begin with. Yep.
So
very rarely is it ever manufacturing or materials.
Exactly.
But if you bring it into Fish and Frank's and you just want to swap it out, it's $60.
Correct.
So anyway, there's your two ways you can deal with the St. Croix, and it's actually a very nice rod. We're actually doing an order right now to get more St. Croix in. So if there is a St. Croix rod you like, email me, Frank at Fish and Franks, or let me know on Facebook, and we'll make sure we're stocking that brand or that label of rod. St. Croix makes a lot of different types of rods, a lot of different levels, and they start about $80-$90 and go on up and through, I think, a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, we actually make some stuff that's almost four.
Yeah, almost $400.
Almost $400.
And that's your wine glass. That's where you want to treat yourself to that really beautiful, beautiful rod that, you know, you just, okay, I've reached that time in my life. I mean, you can drive a 1980-something Ford Pinto, or you can treat yourself to a Bentley. I mean, you know, it depends upon what you want to do in life.
I'm not a big proponent of expensive rods because I actually want to take them out and use them.
Yeah. And I don't know.
I'm the type that if I buy a $400 rod, it's probably going to sit in a corner.
Yeah, it's going to be on the wall in a little velvet rack.
It's never going to see a fish. And this is why I don't own expensive guns, expensive cars, expensive trucks, expensive boats. None of that. Because I want it to be used, and I'm the kind of person that if it's nice and new, I want it to stay that way. I don't believe in, you know, it's only the first scratch that hurts. They all hurt.
I wish I had your thing. I take the rod, I throw it in the truck, and off I go. I never look back. Once I bought it, it's mine. I don't really care after that. I bought it because I liked it, and I want to play with it. And I beat the tar out of my stuff, you know. So I wish I had your, okay, I'm going to keep it nice aspect. But look at my truck. But then again, it's, what, 16 years old or 18 years old? It's beat the snot, but it still works. So anyway, if you want to do more about St. Croix, are you coming March 15th?
Uh-oh. I got caught.
Uh-oh. So
I got to look at my calendar. Apparently, I need to be here March 15th.
It's up to you, but, you know, I got you on the radio show, trying to do you a favor. The largest fishing tackle sale of the year, the number one buying show in Florida, and you were just invited. So it's up to you what you want to do. So anyway, we'll let you know what he decides, if he's going to flake out and be a punk, you know, or if he's actually going to, you know, step up and show come up in here. But
sell
it's worth it.
Answer
it's
questions.
Our tent, we have what we call a tent event sale. And this year, it is bigger than ever. We've got Mark Nichols, the owner of DOA, will be here. Eric, the owner of Mirror Lure, is going to be here. Gary Loomis is going to be here. The CEO, brand manager of Penn, is going to be here. Pure Fishing will be here. Quantum. Barry, the owner of Star Rods, is going to be here. Eric from Lick'em Lures. Sean from American Fishing Wire. Jim from Storm is going to be here. We got Rapala people coming. Oh, God. Bomber is going to be here. Zaraspook is going to be here this year. They've got a heck of a deal. The Bone SL, number one selling top water lure of all time. You're going to be able to get Bone SLs at the best price we've ever given at a cent.
I hope he's bringing a dump truck full with him.
He is.
Good thing.
So, and every lure manufacturer gets his own casting tank. So they're going to be actually teaching you. You're going to get to see Eric throw a mirror lure in the tank and twitch it for you, showing you the correct way to use that MR17.
Right.
And the MR17 is one of Kale's top two all-time lures.
Yep, definitely. And we'll have the simulators up and running. So and if you want to test out that St. Croix rod on the simulator before you buy it, see how it feels, you can do that.
Yeah, we're going to have possibly St. Croix, but we're going to be doing TFO. We're going to be doing Pure Fishing, Star Rods. We're going to have an amazing selection of stuff. Biggest sale ever. And hopefully you guys can make it. Hope you can make it, Chris. I didn't mean to ambush you.
No,
it
was, absolutely.
It's actually quite a compliment, yep, because this is invitation only.
Thank you.
You cannot apply and come to our show. Yeah. We have to invite you.
Thank you.
Because if I don't like you, I don't want you here.
Yeah. That's
the idiot from Shibata.
I'm taking a big compliment. Yeah, I didn't bring that up. I noticed that name.
That's that goofball.
Good deal.
Can I come? No.
I'm included in good company.
Well, we've got so many great people out there. Why do I deal with people I don't like? Sometimes you got to sell their products, but it doesn't mean I have to socialize with them.
Exactly.
So, yes. My son Frank tells me I'm not exactly politically correct. He's sitting up there and he's going, "Oh my God, that's my dad. Oh, geez." You know, my daughter thinks it's funny as heck. You can tell my son works for the military. You know, he just doesn't. He's funny. I mean, he's a really funny guy, but he just doesn't get his old man. But now my youngest daughter.
It's kind of a welcome change. You know, usually when your reps come in, it's usually you're sweating because you're under the pressure to buy. And here it's the other way around. The reps come in the door sweating.
So, I do have a reputation, don't I?
Yep.
So, but I'm such a sweetheart. I'm a really nice guy.
Yeah, I can't understand why.
Yeah, I can't understand why. Get out.
Not in a million years.
Anyway, Chris, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Frank, for having me very much.
Anything you want to go over? Any last points you want to go over? Anything?
The Cobia seminar is coming a little bit, and one of the other rods that we happen to have with us a little bit is a rod that we use for Cobia as well as tarpon as you get later in season is our Tide Master, and a TIS, we call an 8 foot 80 MHF. Really nice rod with a nice tip. Kind of for use in that for those species.
So and light enough well. Tip,
yep.
So that you can enjoy like a big snook.
Absolutely.
Or a cobia,
yep.
But heavy butt section for, yes, a tarpon. Even, I mean, that thing looks like it's going to handle a 6-foot, 5-foot shark anyway.
It should do well. I mean, it's double footed, as Frank had brought up. The bottom third of it is built up for the strength of it and power of it, and just a rod we've done very, very well in Florida with. And for those two species, it's very, very effective.
Now, this is the Tide Master we're talking,
yes,
about. That's,
yes,
your bigger, heavier series.
Yes.
And I'm glad you remembered, because we had made a point. We were sitting there talking. I said, well, let's talk about some of the redfish snook rods, and let's get something bigger. And we're doing Cobia tonight,
yep,
at Luigi's, yep, and which is full. Sorry, guys. But tomorrow night, Cobia at Luigi's, 6:30, and that's open seating. And next Wednesday, you can reserve seats for it. But this Tide Master is a great rod. I do like the tip on that. Now, the only reason you would want an 8-foot rod is for that distance.
Correct.
Because it always seems like, Kale can testify, they're always, if you're throwing a regular rod, they're always 5 feet further. Just
always, always. And when those cobia swim by, you're usually on anchor. You know, out there on anchor fishing for shark or doing something other than cobia fishing. So you need that reach. Plus, we do a lot of big artificial throwing at tarpon around our bridges at night.
Mm-hmm.
So that pays off there. But at the, yep, same time, you need that backbone because, mm-hmm, you're fishing for tarpon around bridges.
Yeah. So, now, here's something. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Nope.
I know you've fished cobia.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone throwing lures for cobia?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite lure for cobia?
Oh, God.
What type?
You
top
asked me
water,
a question.
Subsurface?
Mostly when I've done it. As far
jigs?
As active was jigs in the panhandle, I don't, because I travel, as you know, the state of Florida is my territory. Those opportunities in 80 big fish up there, and it's big jigs and trailed with eels. I mean, that's the way they fish them.
Right.
So when you hit the panhandle down here, we're a little different. but oh, yeah. or coming
no,
south.
Yeah.
But
no,
it's,
no.
It's a fun way.
I take bass worms, ribbon tail worms. Yep. I put it on a 1/2 ounce, 3/4 ounce bucktail
yep.
because of the eel thing. Cobia love eating eels. Mm-hmm. They love crabs. Now, Kale's more with the gulp crab. He likes throwing mm-hmm. those gulp crabs
like
at him.
Like the gulp crab, because we don't, as many eels as we have, they're hard to get.
Yes, agreed.
They're hard to get.
It's not like the panhandle.
Nobody yep. stocks them. You can walk into bait stores up there in a panhandle and buy a bucket full of eels.
Absolutely.
And you just can't do it down here.
No.
And I've tried. And it's so expensive to ship them down that it's just not worth it.
Not worth it.
But and I hate having the bucket of sand there because you got to grab sand and grab the eel with a handful of sand or you can't hold him and let him wrap around your arm. It's wonderful. But... So, because of the eels, that's one of the tricks I use. I use anywhere from 7 to 12-inch bass worms on a bucktail, and it just seems to work good down here.
Yeah.
And the one lure that I found that was working really, really well last year that we really didn't expect was the hoagie flounder, the rubber flounder.
I wouldn't.
And I'm out.
Yeah. And the reason that hoagie flounder works so well, and I would actually take scissors and trim it up, the cobia down here will follow behind the stingray.
Mm-hmm.
And they follow behind the stingray, and they treat that stingray like a Pez dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
As it's dropping out babies, they're sitting there sucking those newborn stingrays up. It takes a couple days for that stinger to harden in salt water. So it's a nice, handy little to-go snack.
Yeah.
And you start bouncing one of those hoagie rubber flounders, and... It actually
just
works.
Swimming it through the water, and when you get the stingrays, you throw it in there, and you just swim it out just like it's part of the pack.
And it helps to have one of those rigged up, because if you catch a big stingray and get it to the boat, and it starts dropping babies under the stress, I don't care what you throw at that cobia, it's not eating anything but stingray babies. And I've done it. I've bounced white bait off their heads, crabs off their heads.
Amazing.
They don't want anything but those stingrays.
Cool.
So anyway, so we're all in agreement. Eels. Mm-hmm. Crabs, stingrays, a bait I don't have right now.
Right.
You know, glad we're talking about a lure I'm out of. That's okay, Kale. You know, he does this to me all the time. See, Chris, you think that I'm this way because I was born this way. No, they made me this way. There is a reason I'm like this.
Well, you notice we're stocking the gulp crabs now.
Yes. Yes, we are.
We've got those back in inventory.
And I'm going to call Hoagie and get more of those flounders, because those were great cobia bait. We're having a great year on cobia, probably best year ever. So you really want to come in, look at the Tidemaster. What does that rod retail for, Kale?
$160.
Yeah. That's not bad for a Tidemaster. Yeah. And like
no,
I said,
and by the time you're said and done, I mean, you're in our tarpon rod price range anyways. You're in there with the Terramars. You're in there with the Star Sieges. So
yeah, it's not bad, and the nice part about it, it's got a great blank on it. Now that is towards the upper end of the graphites, right?
It's SEB2, so it's still middle
end of the graphite.
Yeah.
So that's going to mean it's a little more durable and a lot stronger than what an average rod would be.
Yeah, more so
very
than
light.
Your Triumph and Premier.
Very light rod for its size.
Yeah.
Really,
it's very light.
It's carbon.
Kale's actually holding it over there. I'm on the wrong side of the thing. I'd have to get up and go over there, and I would stumble over stuff. You'd hear all this crashing, you know.
The other thing St. Croix has going on right now, Frank, for across the board with Premier's basically all the way up, is on a $100 purchase, again, if you go to the website, have a simple coupon. It's your name, address, phone, and if you send a receipt, they'll mail you an SPF 50 poly, it's a sun shirt or that type of fishing shirt.
Yeah, the wick away stuff.
Yep, real wick away. Nice. It's pretty simple. Shirt probably retails in the $35-$40 range. We're using it promotionally. It is a what they call a core, it certain type of brand, but it's quite nice. It's got a nice durability to it, and that's free. We'll simply mail it to your house upon purchase.
If we can get this together where you can come to the tent event, we'll get you to bring a bunch of those shirts
there
down. People can buy rods and get shirts and stuff like that, because the hard thing about this tent event is finding nice people who are willing to help. And the nice part about it is, one thing I can promise you, that if Chris is there and he's showing you the rods and you're telling him, this is what I want to do, that's what I want to do, even if it's not his line, he will tell you which rod, which brand, which is the best thing for you and your fishing. One of the reasons I like him is he's a very honest person. So if St. Croix doesn't have the perfect rod for you, he will tell you which one it is. And that's what we look for in the guys who are here, the factory people, is honesty, integrity, and, you know, they got to be a nice guy, because I'm the only jerk allowed. You know, that's it. You know, we got one jerk on this lot, and that's me. No others allowed.
No room for two.
No room for two. Nope. I want to hold this
like the competition.
No. And so we got Chris from St. Croix here today, and the crowd just loved you. Yes, it's been a great show. The audience, I mean, what more? Captain Kale, you've been here. Thank you, Kale.
You're very welcome.
Well, say goodbye, Chris.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, this is Fish and Frank, Captain Kale, and Chris from St. Croix. And this is Fish and Frank's Radio Fishing. And where else can you get such edification all in one little tiny radio spot? All right, guys, we'll see you in the next Radio Fishing.